Let us turn our Bible to James chapter 4.
我们一起来看新约圣经雅各书第四章。
James chapter 4, we will read two verses.
雅各书第四章我们要读两节。
Verses 6 and 7.
第六、第七节。
We'll ask Barry to read it for us, please.
请大家听我读。第四章第六节。但他赐更多的恩典，所以经上说，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。故此你们要顺服神，务要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。
Okay, the emphasis is on verse 7. Therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
我们今天的重点是在第七节，故此你们要顺服神，务要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。
I think this is a very familiar verse to many of us.
对我们很多人来说，这是一节很熟悉的圣经。
Resist the devil and he will flee from you.
抵挡魔鬼，他就必逃跑。
We know that from the first day we accepted the Lord Jesus into our heart.
我们知道当我们第一天信耶稣基督，接他进到我们的心里的时候，
The Bible tells us that we are taken out from the power of darkness, the kingdom of darkness, and we are transferred into the kingdom of His beloved Son.
圣经告诉我们，我们从黑暗的权势里被牵出来，被牵入到神爱子的国里。
But you know that there is something happened right after we are being transferred into the kingdom of God.
那我们被搬家、被牵进来以后，有一件事情就发生了。
That one thing that happened.Is that there is a start of a spiritual warfare.
那就开始了一个新的属灵的征战。
In the past, when you lived in the kingdom of darkness, there is not much warfare to speak of.
当你还活在黑暗权势的这个国度里的时候，没有很多属灵的征战。
Because you belong to the power of darkness.
因为你属于黑暗权势的一部分。
But now,You are transferred into God's kingdom.
但是你现在被迁到神的国来了。
This is an absolute no-no as far as the devil is concerned.
对于魔鬼来说，这是不可行的。
And that is why you can expect spiritual warfare.
那你就要期盼会有属灵的征战。
And at the start of your Christian life, you can experience the work of Satan a lot.
那你就会经历撒旦在你身上的工作。
And Satan's work are manifold.
撒旦的工作有很多种。
In order for a Christian to walk well before God, he must learn how to resist him.
要一个基督徒在神面前活得好，我们必须要学如何抵挡撒旦。
And to do that, he must be able to discern what is the work of the devil.
那我们要知道怎么抵挡，我们必须要知道他是怎么工作的。
You know, according to the judgment of the Bible, many so-called natural things are actually satanic work.
根据圣经有很多我们看来是天然的事情，其实是撒旦的工作。
Give you some example, you know what I mean.
举一些例子给你们听。
There are times that you wanted to have a time of reading the word of God, having a time of prayer, then all of a sudden there are so many interruptions.
当你想要有一点安静的时间，要坐下来读圣经，坐下来祷告的时候，你就会发现有很多的事情来打搅你。
There are things that divert your attention.
有很多的事情把你的注意力就牵走了。
And I don't know if you experience this, but I often experience it, is that When it is time to go to church meetings,
我不知道你们有没有这样的经历，但是我有。不论什么时候要去教会聚会了。
And then somehow there is something happened and it's just making you to become late or you couldn't go to church meetings.
反正不知道怎么的，就有一些事情起来，要么你迟到，要么你就去不了了。
There is always something that is sort of coming up.Out of nowhere,
总是突然钻出一些事情来。
I experienced another way. There was this one time when I finally had the opportunity to talk to my mother-in-law who was a fervent Buddhist worshipper.
我曾经有这样的机会跟我的岳母，就是一个很虔诚的佛教徒，我跟她谈话。
At that time, there's nobody in the house but just the two of us, my mother-in-law and me.
那一次呢，就只有房间里头就我们两个人，我和我的岳母。
And as I was about to open up my mouth to share with her the great gospel of Jesus,
当我要张口向她讲神伟大的福音的时候
，all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the phone rang.
突然的电话就响了。
And the funny thing is, it was a phone call from Amsterdam.
是从荷兰打来的电话。
And of course, she has to answer that phone call.
她要接这个电话。
At that particular moment, I vividly know that this is the work of the devil.
在那个时候，我很清楚地知道这是魔鬼的作为。
From a human point of view, we may consider something like this to be.Incidental, natural, or circumstantial.
那照我们天然的人来看呢，我们觉得这可能是一个意外的事件。
But from the Bible's point of view, many a time it can be the work of the devil.
但是从圣经的角度来说，在很多时候这是魔鬼的作为。
During the Last Supper, the Lord Jesus warned Peter in Luke chapter 22. He said, "Satan demanded to have you."That he may sift you like wheat, but I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail.
在最后的晚餐的时候，主耶稣跟彼得说，撒旦要了你，好要筛你，好像筛麦子一样。但是我已经为你祷告了，叫你的信心不至于跌倒。
But here Jesus gave us this example as to how to oppose satanic work with prayer.
这里主耶稣就跟我们讲如何抵挡撒旦的工作。
Satan told Peter, I block, the Lord told Peter, I block Satan with prayer.
主耶稣就跟彼得说，我抵挡魔鬼是用祷告。
I frustrate his design by prayer.
我荒废他要想要做的事情也是通过祷告。
Brothers and sisters, do you know how to do that?
你知道可以这样做吗，弟兄姐妹们
？If you are to follow the Lord,
你若要跟随主耶稣
，God's children must not be ignorant of the devices and the design of the devil.
我们若要跟随主，我们对于魔鬼的作为不能是无知的。
And his design, is full of trickery.Deception and pretension.
他的这些作为有满了欺诈、诡诈的手段。
We should recognize him in order to resist him.
我们要学会分辨这些事情，才能抵挡撒旦。
As I pray before the Lord about the message for this afternoon,
当我在神面前为着今天下午要讲什么祷告
的时候 the Lord reminds me that there will be a gospel camp coming up at the end of the month.
主耶稣就提醒我在月底有福音营。
You know what we are about to be facing with?
你知道我们要面对什么吗？
The last thing the devil would like is to see any unbeliever have the opportunity to come to listen to the gospel.
撒旦最不愿意看见的就是有不信主的人信了耶稣。
And then he is going to use every opportunity to create disturbances.And obstacles.
他就会用各样的机会形成拦阻，拦阻人不能够去。
That is why I consider the message for this afternoon is very crucial and timely.
我就觉得今天下午这个是很重要，也是时间很对的。
The work of Satan in the human mind.
撒旦的工作是在人的心思的意念里头。
Let me mention a few of Satan's devices so that we may resist him and overcome him before the Lord.
我跟大家讲一下，有几个撒旦的作为，我们好来抵挡他。
You know, in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 and 5, it says, "The weapon of our warfare is not of the flesh, but mighty before God, to the casting down of stronghold, casting down argument."And every high thing that is exalted against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ.
哥林多后书第十章第十节，我们征战的兵器本不是属血气的，乃是在神面前有能力，可以攻破坚固的营垒，将各样的计谋、各样拦阻人认识的神的那些至高之事一概攻破了，又将人所有的心思夺回，使他们都顺服基督。
Satan surrounds man with strongholds so as to prevent him from obeying Christ.
撒旦用坚固的营垒围着人，免得人顺服基督。
And the work of Satan, oftentimes, we find it in man's mind or in our thought life.
那我们在我们心思意念里头常常看见有撒旦的工作。
Oftentimes,Man is bombarded with speculation, with imagination, which are hostile to the obedience of Christ.
撒旦常常用很多的疑惑、怀疑 来轰炸我们，要让我们怀疑神。
And Paul tells us that the warfare that we are up against are not of the flesh.
保罗这里说，我们不是与属血气的征战。
Yes, these imagination, arguments, and speculation must first be destroyed before we can bring our thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ.
我们若要被带到顺服基督这个地步，我们这些胡思乱想，我们这些猜忌，必须都先被攻破才行。
In addition to the distraction he causes outwardly in our environment, the spear.Of Satan's operations is in man's thought life.
你要知道，撒旦在人心上、身上的工作的重点就是在人的心思。
Give you an example.
我举个例子。
Satan often he will inject a thought or imagination which appears to be your own.
他有的时候在你心思里头加一个意念，感觉好像是你自己的想法。
Under this deception, you accept it and use it as if it is yours.
在这个欺诈的下面，你就觉得这是你想出来的。
Though in actuality, it is his.
但实际上是他的。
Do you remember that many times in the life of Christian, oftentimes it begins with speculation and imagination.
你觉得基督徒的生命常常遇到一些事情的时候，我们是以猜忌和想象开始的。
Many sins are first committed in the imagination of the mind.
我们许多的罪是先犯在我们的心思里面的。
Many unpleasantness among brothers and sisters arise from these fancies.
许多弟兄姐妹之间的不和睦也是从这些猜忌开始的。
Think about it.
你想一想。
For example, there are those sudden thoughts.
你突然有一个念头。
Sometimes you're doing your own thing, minding your own business.
有的时候你自己在做你自己的事情。
And suddenly, a thought will flash in your mind that a certain brother is wrong.
然后突然就有一个意念闪过你的心头，有一个弟兄他做错了。
And certain sister despises you with her look.
然后或者是有一个姐妹看你一眼，你就觉得他看不起你。
You fear it this way, but actually this is the device, the deception of the devil. You know that?
你知道这就是撒旦魔鬼的工作吗？
Many children of God do not recognize such thought as the work of Satan.
许多神的儿女不知道也不认得这是撒旦的作为。
A person may consider such thought as his own and take it as true.
那有我们常常就觉得这是可能是我自己的念头，就觉得这是真实的。
And then thinking that yes, that brother is wrong, he is that wrong.
然后就想那个弟兄错了，绝对错了。
And yet this is not true.
不对呀，这个。
It is Satan who put the thought in your mind.
是撒旦把这件事情放在你心思里的。
Now, should you accept it, it will become your own thought. That's the problem.
你如果把这个撒旦给你的意念接过来，成为你的意念，你就错了。
It is Satan at the start, but instead of throwing the thought away, it becomes yours if you keep it.
是撒旦开始的，但是如果你接过来当作是你的，你就中招了。
Very good. Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
how many of our thoughts have their origins from the devil?
我们有多少的意念是从魔鬼起头的？
Your suspicion of the intention of other people, your hostility toward those you dislike.
你比方说你怀疑某些人的动机，或者是你不喜欢他们这样的做法。
Or a proud look from somebody, or a lustful thought.
或者你看人家觉得人家看不起你，或者你眼中有情欲的思想。
All these are the result of Satan's work in your thought life.
都是撒旦在你思想上做的工作。
Jesus told his disciples during the Last Supper.
主耶稣在最后的晚餐对他的门徒们说，
The Lord Jesus said, the ruler of this world is coming, but he has nothing in me.
他说这世界的王要来，但他在我里面是没有份的。
John 14:30.
In
other words, when he said that he has nothing in me, it means that Satan has no hold over me.
换句话说就是撒旦抓不住我。
And Satan has no claim on me.
撒旦也不能在我身上宣告他占有什么土地。
He has no power on me.
他也在我身上没有能力。
How is it possible for Jesus to say that Satan has nothing in me?
怎么主耶稣怎么可以说这世界的王在我里面毫无所有呢？
The reason why Jesus can say that is because he has been rejecting Satan's suggestion to him from day one of his ministry.
因为主耶稣从第一天他出来服侍就一直在拒绝撒旦的工作。
Remember when the Lord was tempted in the wilderness for 40 days?
主耶稣曾经40天在旷野受魔鬼的试探。
At that time he was hungry.
有一次他饿了。
At that time he was hungry.
那一次他当时饿了。
Yes. And Satan would then come and say, well, you know, if you're the son of God, you can certainly turn the stone into bread.
那这个撒旦就来说，如果你是神的儿子，你就把石头变成饼吧。
But of course, the Lord Jesus rejected that idea.
那主耶稣就抵挡他，拒绝他。
And of course, Satan would say, well, you know, if you are the son of God, you can go up to the pinnacle of the temple and you jump down, you're not going to die because the angel will uplift your feet.
那撒旦又跟他说，如果你是神的儿子，你就可以到圣殿的顶上跳下来，那神要，因为你是神的儿子，神要用他的天使托住你。
But the Lord Jesus used the word of the, of God to reply.
那主耶稣就用神的话回答撒旦。
And of course, finally, Satan said, well, if you just bow down and worship me, don't go to the cross. You just worship me, all the world, I will give it to you.
那撒旦就跟他说，你不用上十字架，你现在就是跪下来拜我，我就把世上所有的荣华都给你了。
Through his entire prophetic ministry, the Lord has been rejecting this.Satan's suggestion all the time.
主耶稣一路服侍，一路就抵挡魔鬼的作为。
When he was nailed on the cross, instead of being angry and resentful to those who put him to the cross, what was the first sentence he said to them?
当他被钉在十字架上的时候，他宁可不来责备或者是恨恶这些钉他十字架的人，他反而说了什么呢？
If he became resentful,of him being treated in this way,
如果你恨恶他们这样对待你，
then the Lord would have a hold on him, on his heart.
那
right?
那撒旦就在主的心里有地位了。
But the Lord Jesus prayed to the Father, Father forgive them, for they know not what they do.
但是主向父祷告，父啊赦免他们，因为他们做的他们不晓得。
No matter what Satan was trying to do or trying to suggest to the Lord Jesus, he was never successful.
不论撒旦怎么来试探主耶稣，他都没有成功过。
How do we resist the devil?
我们如何拒绝撒旦呢？
Brothers and sisters, we must say, I do not want this thought.
弟兄姐妹们，我们必须学会说，我不要这个思念。
I return it to you, Satan.
撒旦啊，我把这个东西还给你。
This is why the children of God must learn how to resist inordinate thoughts.
啊，这就是弟兄姐妹如何在我们的思念思想中抵挡它。
Having said that, however, we should be careful lest we would become overly attentive.
我们要小心，免得
我们太注意
这件事情，太留意这件事情。
Very good. Any excess in this respect will cause further confusion in the mind.Of Christian causing them to fall further into the wiles of the enemy.
如果你过分的留意这件事，你就变得，你被他的东西，被撒旦的思念搅扰的太多了。
I know a Christian, when I talk to him, he always tells me that he's busy in chasing out demons here and there and all over the place.
有的基督徒你跟他讲，他总是在赶鬼，要赶这个鬼，赶那个鬼。
If you're concentrating on these thoughts, your eyes will not be focusing on the Lord.
你如果老是注意在这些事情上，你就没有看见主的作为。
Yes, on one hand, we must resist improper thought.
一方面我们要抵挡不对的思想。
But these things should not wholly occupy our mind.
但另外一方面，我们也不能让这些事情占据我们的思想。
There needs to be a balance in our mind.
在我们的心思里要有一个平衡。
You know, at Philippi, Paul was bothered by a slave girl who was demon possessed.
在腓立比，他被一个使女，这个被鬼附的使女搅扰。
And this girl followed Paul and kept crying out for many days about.The work of the Lord in Paul's ministry.
那这个使女就跟着保罗好多天，然后一直在外面大喊大叫，影响保罗。
He said these are servants of the Most High God who proclaim the way of salvation.
他这个使女说，这是至高神的仆人，他们来宣扬神的福音。
Paul was greatly annoyed.
那保罗就很受搅扰。
But he's been bearing with this girl for a good number of days.
但他又忍耐了这个使女好几天了。
But finally, he turned and said to that evil spirit, I command you in the name of the Lord Jesus, come out of her right now.
但终于有一次他就转过身来对着这个邪灵说，我奉主耶稣基督的名让你出来。
And that evil spirit came out at that very moment.
那这个邪灵马上就出来了。
You may wonder why did Paul have to endure so many days?
你要想说这个使徒保罗为什么要忍耐他多日呢
？Why did he not just do it from day one?
为什么他第一天不做这个呢
？Have you ever asked that question?
你问过这个问题吗
？Because Paul's focus is in doing God's work.
因为保罗的注意是要做神的工。
Not like the brother that I mentioned that's always focusing on casting out demons.
不是好像刚才我举的那个例子，有一个弟兄总是想着要赶鬼。
We must be aware that there is a fine balance in Christian life.
在基督徒的生命中，我们要找到这个平衡。
Satanic thoughts can be easily withstood if you know how.
撒旦的念头如果你知道怎么拒绝，是很容易拒绝的。
There is a saying frequently quoted by the servants of God, and that saying is, "You cannot forbid a bird to fly over your head, but you certainly can forbid it to make a nest in your head, in your hair."
神的仆人们常常说这一句，引用这一句话：你可以不能拦阻鸟在你头上飞过。但是你可以不让它在你头上搭一个窝。
This means, though you cannot prohibit many thoughts from passing through your mind.
换句话说，你不能够拦阻有一些思想进入你的思念。
You can prohibit them from nesting in you.
但是你可以禁止他们不在你的思想里头搭窝。
Give you an example.
举个例子。
When the devil tries to insert lustful thoughts in your mind.
比方说，如果撒旦在你的心思里注入一个情欲的思想
，You know it is wrong.
你知道这不对的。
You feel ashamed of these kind of thoughts going through your mind.
你也觉得这些思想在你头脑里头是很羞耻的事。
You try to shake them off from your head.
你试着把它弄出去。
But the harder you try, the bigger the lustful thought has become.
你越试着赶它出去。这个情欲就越滚越大。
You cannot get rid of that thought.
你把它弄不出去。
For those kind of thoughts somehow would not go away.
啊，有的时候这些念头是走不掉的。
So the question now is, what are you going to do?
那你怎么办呢？
Some weak Christian will take this thought over and chew on them because these thoughts appeal to the lustful flesh.
那有一些软弱的基督徒就接受了这些念头啊，因为这样的念头是显出对我们的肉体是有益的。
And the end result is spiritual darkness and the loss of peace.
啊，这个结果就是我们啊属灵的退后，还有我们失去那与神的平安。
They would end up falling into the evil scheme of the devil.
他们就落入。魔鬼这个骗局的里头。
And they become slaves of sin once again.
他们就再一次成为罪的奴仆。
Sometimes the devil would put on to your mind an unforgiving spirit.
那有的时候魔鬼把一个不能饶恕的灵放在你的里头。
You just cannot forgive that brother or that sister.
你就是不能原谅这个人。
That kind of a thought, Satan would just keep on bothering you with it.
那撒旦就一直的搅扰你，在这个思想上搅扰你。
Is this your condition?
这是你的光景吗？
What are we going to do when we have these kind of thoughts?
当我们有这样的意念的时候，我们怎么办呢？
Are you going to hide away from these thoughts, pretending that they are not there?
你是要说我假装他不在这里，没有这个事。
Sometimes.Especially for the good Christian, this is what they try to do.
有的时候，尤其是对一些好的基督徒，这是他们做的。
And they won't want to face these kind of evil thoughts.
他们愿意来面对这些不好的思想。
However, the devil will then accuse them of being such a hypocrite.
但是这个魔鬼就来责备他们说你是假冒伪善的人。
You see, either way, you lose.
你怎么搞你都输的
啊。The weak Christian, they chew on the evil thoughts, so they lose.
软弱的基督徒就跟着这个错误的思想走了，他们就输了。
And then the good Christian, they say, I'm going to shake that thing off. But they also lose because they are hypocrite. being accused by the devil.
好的基督徒说我要来跟这个不好的意念征战，但是他又被魔鬼一方面来控告，他也输了。
Brothers and sisters, we must learn this now.
弟兄姐妹们，我们必须现在就学这个。
The right thing to do is to confront those thoughts.
你要该做的就是要抵挡这个意念。
Take them, listen, take them before God.
把他们带到神的面前。
While you say, wait a minute.
然后你说，等一等。
Do you mean to take these evil, lustful thoughts before the Holy God? Is that what you're suggesting?
你说要把这些属于撒旦的意念带到一个圣洁的神面前，你说你是这样教我们吗？
Yes, brothers and sisters.
是的，弟兄姐妹们。
You are afraid to take it to God because you think that they are your own thoughts.
你怕把它带到神面前，因为你觉得这是你的想法。
But you must not accept the devil's deception.
但你不能够接受魔鬼的欺骗。
These are not your own thought to begin with.
这不是你从你那里起头的思想。
The devil put those thoughts in you.
撒旦把这个思想放在你的里头。
You must throw it out.
你必须把它丢出去。
But you see, if you remember in Romans chapter 7, Paul said that for the good that I wish, I do not do, but I practice the very evil that I do not wish.
罗马书第七章，保罗说：“我所愿意的善我不做，我所不愿意的恶我倒去做。”
But if I am doing the very thing that I do not wish, I am no longer the one doing it. See?
若我去做所不愿意做的，就不是我做的。
But it is sin that indwells me that is causing me to do it.
乃是住在我里头的罪做的。
What am I trying to say to you?
我在跟你说什么呢？
There are times for Christian, we just entertain the evil, unholy thoughts of the devil.
我们基督徒常常喜欢接待从撒旦来的这些思想。
As a result, we will not even dare to come to God to tell him about all these lustful, evil thoughts.
结果就是我们都不肯来到神面前跟神讲有这些邪恶的意念。
The reason why we will not dare to do that is because we foolishly believe that these are the thoughts of ours.
因为我们愚蠢地认为这是我们的念头。
And we dwelled on it.
然后我们就住在这些念头上面。
But remember, there's a way out in here.
你要知道这里有一个出路。
You know, even for our weak, fleshly old man,
对于我们这个属肉体的旧人来说，
the Lord has a salvation for it.
主对他是有救恩的。
Because Galatians 2:20 tells us that I have been crucified with Christ. This I, meaning that fleshly old man.
因为加拉太书第二章第二十节说，我已经与基督徒同定十字架，就是那个救人。
It is no longer I, but Christ who lives in me.
现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
You need to say to God and the devil that these are not your thought.
你要跟神跟主说，这不是我的念头。
Yes, in my weakness, I might have accepted it.
是在我软弱的时候，我可能接受了这些念头。
But that person who are accepting these thoughts are my old man, the flesh.
但是接待这些错误念头的人是那个旧人。
And just like Romans 7, it says that, you know, this is not something that I want or I want to do.
就好像罗马书第七章说的，这不是我愿意的。
And as a result, you reject these thoughts, you disown these thoughts.
那你就要拒绝这样的念头。
So, as the thought flashes through you, you may thrust it away.
当这个念头晃过你心思的时候，你就把它丢出去了。
You can simply say to the devil, I do not want it.
你就跟撒旦说，我不要这个。
I will not accept it.
我也不接受这个。
I reject it.
我拒绝这个。
Then you will see that it is actually thrown out.
然后你就知道说，这个真的被丢出去了。
In addition, in the process of resisting the devil,
在我们抵挡撒旦的这个过程中，
Why are the minds of so many Christians so confused?
为什么许多基督徒的心思意念是糊涂的呢？
Because they are always resisting.
因为他们一直在抵挡。
The Bible did not say, resist the devil 7 times and he will back down. No, the Bible never say that.
圣经从来没有说你要抵挡魔鬼7次，然后魔鬼就退去了。
Rather, the word of the Lord says, resist the devil and he will flee from you.
那圣经说你抵挡撒旦，他就逃跑离开你了。
That is the word of God.
这是神的话。
Resist him once and he will flee.
你抵挡他一次，他就逃跑了。
But you say that in your own experience that is not true.
那你说我个人的经验说明这个不是真的。
Brothers and sisters, the issue is this. Listen to this carefully. You ought to believe that the devil has fled away.
你应该信撒旦已经逃跑了。
You do not need to resist him multiple times.
你不需要多次的抵挡他。
Simply believe that he has fled, for this is according to God's word.
照着神所说的，你就信，你抵挡他，他就逃跑了。
Whatever then comes back to haunt you, they're not true.
那再回来搅扰你的这些思想都不是真实的。
You will well afford to afford these kind of thoughts.
你如果有这样的心思，你就很平安了。
And if you do, those thoughts that's trying to come back to haunt you will soon disappear.
那如果你一直这样子站在神的话上有信心的话，这些搅扰慢慢的就不见了。
The work of the devil, in addition to working in human mind, sometimes it works on human body.
那这个撒旦的工作，除了在人的心思里头，也在人的身体的上面。
Many sicknesses are not real sicknesses.
有许多的疾病不是真的疾病。
But are actually satanic work.
是撒旦的工作。
Sometimes.Illness are distinctly satanic attack.
那很多的病是撒旦的攻击。
Have you ever experienced, there are times when it is your turn to serve in the church in whatever capacity, Satan will cause you to feel sick.
那有的时候你要在教会里面服侍，不管是做什么，你就病了。
All of a sudden, you become.Extremely tired or very busy or overwhelmed with issues around you that you become so exhausted.
你要么很累，要么突然一下很忙，然后你就没有空了。
Have you ever? I mean, am I saying something that it's only me who experienced this, or do I hear some kind of a knock in your heart that yes, this is what happened?
那我这样讲的时候，你们有没有这样的经历呢？还是你们有没有觉
得有人
在敲你们的心呢？希望不是他一个人是有这个经历的。
When Peter's mother-in-law was laid aside with a severe fever, the Lord Jesus went into the house and rebuked the fever.
那当彼得的岳母害了这个热病。很严重的热病躺着的时候，主耶稣就到了他的房间责备这个病。
Listen to this. Fever is simply a symptom.
发热发烧就是一个症状而已。
And it does not have a personality.
这个是没有位格，没有特性的。
And yet, the Lord Jesus did a very surprising thing. He rebuked.The fever.
但是主做了一件事，就是他责备这个热病。
Brothers and sisters, you cannot rebuke a chair or a table.
你不能对这个桌子或者凳子你责备它。
Because it does not have a personality.
因为它没有位格。
But here, the Lord Jesus did a very surprising thing, and that is, he actually went over to Peter's mother-in-law.And then rebuilt the fever.
那主耶稣在这里做了一件很奇怪的事，他到他岳母主彼得的岳母那里就责备了这个病。
And the fever subsided.
然后这个病就退了。
This clearly indicated that the fever, is not ordinary.
我们就看见这一次的发烧不寻常。
It possessed a personality.
它里头有一个它的位格在里头，它有一个个性在里头。
In other words, it was the work of the devil, and at the rebuke of the Lord, Satan retreated.
那在主耶稣在神责备的时候，撒旦退去了。
I can't give you my example, but anyway, in addition, because we keep giving in to the lies of the devil.
因为我们一直的让步。让魔鬼的谎言在我们身上有地步。
That gives him the opportunity to torment us physically, sometimes for a long, long time.
我们就给撒旦有一个可能有这样的机会，让他在我们的身上长期的搅扰我们。
There was this incident in Luke chapter 13, a woman who has been crippled by a spirit for 18 years.
在路加福音十三章有一个女人，她被这个巫鬼啊瘫痪了18年。
She was bent over and could not straighten up her back.
她腰弯的一点都直不起来。
And of course, the Lord Jesus healed him.
那当然主医治这个人。
Now the people from the synagogue say that, well, you know, there are 7 days. Why do you need to heal on the Sabbath?
那这个管会堂的人因为在安息日做了这个事，就对主耶稣说，有六天你可以做事的，为什么你在安息日做这事呢？
And the Lord Jesus said, you hypocrite.
那主耶稣就说，假冒伪善的人呢、啊、
Doesn't you, if you have, you know, a donkey or an ox that falls into the ditch, would you not pull it out on a Sabbath?
难道你们个人在安息日不解开槽上的牛驴牵去饮吗？
And should not this woman, the daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has kept bound for 18 long years, be set free on the day of Sabbath?
况且这女人本是亚伯拉罕的后裔，被撒旦捆绑了这十八年，不当在这安息日解开她的绑吗？
So according to the word of the Lord, Satan is the one that caused this disease for 18 years.
根据主耶稣自己的话，撒旦在这个女人身上绑了她十八年。
Think about it.
你想想。
In Acts chapter 10, verse 38, Peter described the work of the Lord this way. He said, Jesus went about doing good and healing all those who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him.
使徒行传第十章第三十八节。
三十八节。
对，他周流四方行善事，说到主耶稣，医好凡被鬼压制的人，因为神与他同在。
In other words, the devil often oppresses people with illness.
换句话说，魔鬼常常用疾病压制人。
This is his design as well.
这是他的方法。
I told a young Christian, she's always feeling sick all the time. As, you know, this is not working. That is a lot of sicknesses.
我曾经跟一个年轻的基督徒说，因为他有很多的病，这也不舒服，那也不舒服，吃这个不管用，这样医也不管用。
I suspect that because she has been so receptive to the lies of the devil, she became the target for the devil to enslave her physically.
我怀疑因为他对于魔鬼的这些谎言太容易接受了，所以他的身体就是很容易接受魔鬼的攻击。
The third thing is that Satan not only attacked the mind and the body, but he also attacked the conscience of man.
撒旦不光攻击我们的心思，我们的身体，也攻击人的良心。
This attack oftentimes is called the accusation of the devil.
换句话说，就是撒旦的控告。
It causes great distress to the Christian who feel himself at fault.And thus unable to rise up before God.
在基督徒觉得他自己是有错的时候，他很难，他里面的人被兴起来。
Accusation may weaken one's whole being.
控告可以让你整个人都软弱。
You see, the problem is many Christians, they dare not to resist for fear that it may be the reproof.Of the Holy Spirit.
很多基督徒怕这件事情，因为觉得说这是是不是因为圣灵再来责备我们。
They cannot distinguish satanic accusation from the reproach of the Holy Spirit.
他们分不清哪一样是撒旦的控告，哪一样是圣灵的管教。
And they accept Satan's accusation as the Holy Spirit's reproof.
他们就把撒旦的控告接过来，以为是圣灵向他们责备他们。
For example, Satan might cause you to feel that you're being responsible for the death of someone near to you, like your father, your mother, or whoever.
比方说你撒旦跟你讲说，你因为你家里的有一个人过世了，你有责任。
Consequently, their lives.Are wasted under accusation.
那很多的时候，我们的生命就在这样的控告下面荒废了。
And oftentimes, satanic accusation cripples the most spiritual and most useful person of the Lord.
很多的时候，撒旦的控告也让一些在主面前很蒙恩、很有用处的人，他们就不行了，就瘫痪了。
A weakened conscience.Weakens the entire person.
一个软弱的良心使整个人都软弱。
A few weeks ago, a young person asked me this question.
几个礼拜以前有人这样问我。
What is the difference between the conscience under accusation versus the reproof of the Holy Spirit?
那撒旦的控告 良心的控告和圣灵的责备有什么区别呢？
It is very important that we understand and we can differentiate.
这个很重要，我们能够分辨它。
Brothers and sisters, listen to this.
弟兄姐妹们听啊。
Satan's accusation is never clear or sharp.
撒旦的控告从来都不是清楚的，也不是有针对性的。
Whereas the revelation of God about your sin is very distinct.
神在你生命中启示你有哪一方面的罪是非常清楚的。
When the prophet Nathan confronted David for his adultery,
先知拿单在面对大卫王他犯奸淫这件事情上，
What did Nathan say to David?
拿单对大卫说什么呢？
He just pointed his finger at his face. You are the man.
他就指着他的脸，你就是那人。
Wow, this is what we call the reproof of the Holy Spirit.
这就是圣灵的责备。
Far from being distinct, Satan's accusation is that the witch is continuing mumbling.
撒旦的控告就好像一个持续不断的说闲话。
In Proverbs 19:13, it says, "The contentions of a wife are a continual dripping."
箴言书十九章第十三节，妻子的争吵如同雨水连连滴漏。
A quarrelsome wife is like the constant dripping of a leaky roof.
一个常常与你争吵的妻子，就好像你的屋顶漏水，水一直在那滴答滴答的。
Oftentimes, satanic accusation operates somewhat like this.
撒旦的控告有点像这个。
It comes down two or three drops at a time.
有的时候滴两三滴。
Instead of pouring out the whole bucket of water at once, just like what Nathan did to David.
不像拿单指着大卫一下就把整个的控告都倒出来了。
Satan's accusation babbles long like a talkative and dissatisfied woman.
撒旦的控告就好像一个没有满足的妇人。
Her nature is such that she will not speak out clearly.
她的真实的面目就是她说的从来都不清楚。
She will continue to murmur relentlessly so as to leave you with a guilty feeling. Oh, you're no good.
她一直在你耳边这样子讲你的耳朵，然后你就觉得我不行。
This is the kind of satanic accusation.
这就是撒旦的控告。
It never come out boldly, but mumble and along the way to make you feel guilty and distressed.
他不是很正面的出来控告你，他就是在你耳边这样子闹你。
When the Holy Spirit comes,
当圣灵来了
，though He enlightened you with a great light.So that you distinctly see your own fault.
他就给你一个很特殊的光，然后你就看见你自己到底哪里错了。
Furthermore, the result of satanic accusations are very different from the result of the reproach of the Holy Spirit. They're different.
撒旦的控告与神的圣灵的管教是不同的。
If it is the reprimand of the Holy Spirit, you will have joy.
如果圣灵管教你，你是喜乐的。
Or at the very least, peace within you after you sincerely confess your sin.
或者最低限度，当你认你罪的时候，你心里是有平安的。
Granted, at the time you are reproved, you do feel you do suffer agony.
当然，我们在受责备的时候是受苦的。
David said in Psalm 20:32-34. He said, "When I kept silent, my bones grew old through my groaning all day long."
大卫在诗篇三十二篇第四节说，
第三节
说，我闭口不认罪的时候，因终日哀哼而骨头枯干。
And then verse 4, "For days and nights, your hand, God's hand, was heavy upon me. My vitality." was turned into the drought of the summer.
黑日白夜，神的手在我身上沉重，我的精液耗尽，如同夏天的干旱。
But as soon as you confess your sin before God,
但你如果你向神认罪之后呢？
You will enjoy peace in your heart.
你就能够享受你心里面拥有的平安。
Sometimes you would even be filled with joy.
那有的时候你甚至被喜乐充满。
Because the heavy burden, is lifted from your heart.
因为那一个重担从你身上，从你的心里被提走了。
And that is why in the next verse, verse 5, David said, I acknowledge my sin to you, and my iniquity I have not hidden.
然后第五节大卫就说，我向神，我向你陈明我的罪，不隐瞒我的恶。
I said, I will confess my transgression to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
我说我要向耶和华承认我的过犯，你就赦免我的罪恶。
And then David in Psalm 51, he said, "Restore to me the joy of my salvation, of your salvation."
诗篇五十一篇，大卫又向神呼求说，求你让我充满了救恩的喜乐。
And uphold me with your generous spirit.
用你的灵扶持我。
You can once again walk.In the comfort of the Holy Ghost after you confess your sin.
在你认罪之后，你又可以重新与圣灵同行。
With satanic accusation, it is not so.
撒旦的控告不是这样的。
Even at the time of prayer and confession, you still feel bothered with his mumbling.
就是你在祷告认罪的时候，你还是觉得撒旦还在搅扰你。
He will insinuate that you are no good.You are so sinful. You are useless.
他就欺骗你说，觉得你是一个罪人，你没有用处，你一点用都没有。
And that your confession before God is of no avail.
而且你在神面前的认罪一点用也没有。
That you will be just as weak after you ask for forgiveness as before.
他就骗你说，你现在认罪，认完罪，你还是像刚才一样软弱。
Brothers and sisters, all these are sure signs that the accusation is from the devil.
这些很清楚地告诉我们，这一个是从撒旦来的
控告。It is not the reprimand of the Holy Spirit.
不是圣灵的责备。
Now, after we said all this, the important thing is how to resist the devil.
那说了这么多，我们到底怎么抵挡撒旦呢？
There is a prerequisite, in resisting the devil.
那抵挡撒旦有一个前提要求。
I hope that all the young people in here take note of this.
那年轻人，你们要记得。
Using man's willpower, the natural man can actually resist the devil. You know that?
你知道吗？用人的意志其实是可以抵挡魔鬼的。
But the problem is that the devil does not flee from you. He has no reason to.
但是麻烦就是他。撒旦不会离开你逃跑，因为他没有理由要逃跑。
Why? Because the devil does not have a good reason for him to flee. Who are you?
因为你是谁，让撒旦逃跑你呢？
In the book of Acts, chapter 19, there is a story about seven sons of a Jewish chief priest trying to cast out the evil spirit by calling on the name of the Lord Jesus.
使徒行传十七章有
十九章
有那个大祭司有七个儿子要奉主的名赶鬼。
And you know what they say when they are trying to cast out the demon?
他们赶鬼的时候，他们说什么呢？
They say, "I adjure you by Jesus, with whom Paul preaches."
我靠着保罗所传的耶稣基督的名。
But the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, Paul I know, who are you?
那这个巫鬼转过来对他们说，耶稣我认得，保罗我也认得，你是谁？
Brothers and sisters, the key to having the devil flee depends on verse 7a. Submit to God, which literally mean get into the proper rank.
这就回到雅各书第四章第七节前面说，你要抵挡撒旦吗？你要顺服神。
When a foot soldier acts like a general, like a boss, giving out orders for his own life, making his own call in his daily living, as if he is the boss of his own life, oftentimes we foolishly do that. There is going to be trouble.
就好像在部队里头，一个小兵啊，自己觉得我有本事，我说了算，他就开始对他的生命指手画脚，我这样做，这样做，这有问题。
If this be your case, you put yourself immediately in the enemy's territory.
如果你是这样做的，你就把你自己放在撒旦的权势下。
Why is that?
为什么呢?
Because we need to go back to the previous verse, verse 6. Because God said, God opposes the proud and gives grace to the humble.
我们回到第四章第六节说，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
Your prideful attitude toward your own life makes you an enemy of God. Think about that.
你自己的骄傲让你在神面前做神的敌人，你知道吗？
Our unconditional surrender to God is the only way to victory.
我们无条件向神的投降是唯一得胜的秘诀。
What does it mean to submit to God?
怎么样顺服神呢?
It means, not my will, but thy will be done.
意思就是不是我的旨意，是你愿你的旨意成就。
So after you satisfy the prerequisite, this is the prerequisite,
这是前提条件。
After you satisfy it,
当你满足这个前提条件，
you need to learn how to resist the devil.
那你要学会怎么抵挡撒旦。
What are the various ways to resist the devil?
抵挡撒旦有什么方法呢？
Whenever Satan works against God's children,
当撒旦攻击神的百姓的时候，
he must first secure some ground in them.
他必须在这些人的心中得到一些的地位。
Ephesians 4:27 it says, do not give place or give room or give opportunity to the devil.
以弗所书第四章说不要给魔鬼留地步。
Do not give a foothold to the devil.
不要给魔鬼留一个脚踩的地步。
Very good. Without a foothold, Satan cannot operate.
他如果没有站进来，他就不能做事情。
This is the strategy of human warfare as well.
这是人打架的这个常识，也是这样的。
You know, in the Six-Day War in the Middle East.
那么这个以色列六日战争的时候
，You know, the one thing that the Jews they really want to obtain is Golan Heights.
这个犹太人最想要得到的地方就是格兰高地。
Why is that so?
为什么？
Because Golan Heights is at the north of Israel and is high up.
格兰高地在以色列的北部，也是一个很高的地方。
It was occupied by the enemy.
那是被敌人占据的。
So it was so easy for the enemy to just, you know, shoot at them.
所以这个敌人很容易打枪就打到他们了。
So in the Six-Day War, the one thing that the Jews must obtain is Golan Heights.
那六日战争，犹太人必须要得的就是这个格兰高地。
His first attempt to work at us, I'm talking about Satan, is to secure a ground, a foothold.
撒旦在我们的心中工作的起头就是先有一个地步，先占一点地步。
His next step will be an assault on us from the ground that he has already obtained.
然后他就从他所占的这个地位开始攻击我们。
Our victory lies in not giving him any ground from the very beginning.
我们得胜就是在一开始的时候一点地步都不留给魔鬼。
You know what is the largest ground, or in fact the largest that the devil has been working on us, and it has been very successful?
你知道魔鬼在我们心中做的最大的工程、最成功的工程是什么吗？
In English, it's spell. F-E-A-R, fear.
英文其实惧怕。
Satan's customary work is to instill fear in the minds of God's children.
撒旦在神的百姓的心中就放进一个东西叫惧怕。
A foreboding, a threatening that something's going to happen, something bad is going to happen.
你就想着坏事情马上就要发生了。
Something's going to go wrong.
什么事儿肯定不对。
Oftentimes when I'm minding my own business, doing my thing, all of a sudden the devil would come in with a thought that, you know what, your daughter who is in another town altogether, she may end up having a car accident.
有的时候我就在做事情的时候，突然这个念头就进来了，我们弟兄的女儿 她在另外一个城市上班，搞不好她就要车祸了。
Don't laugh. This kind of thing is for real. And all of a sudden I become concerned about the well-being of my own daughter.
那这个很
for no reason.
很真实的，那突然之间我就要开始想着我女儿到底安不安全。
There are times when the devil would then say, one of these days, business is not good. You're going to lose your job.
那有一天这个商业做不下去了，你要失业了。
The biggest ground that the devil works in Christians' heart is fear.
我们在心中给撒旦最大的那一块地就叫惧怕。
The Lord has not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power and love and discipline.
圣经告诉我们，神没有给我们一个惧怕的心，乃是谦卑、仁爱、谨守的心。
To resist means to say thank you, but I do not want it. I do not want your suggestion.
抵挡他就是跟他说，我不要这些念头。
When something the devil is trying to offer to you, you will then say thanks, but no thanks.
你就跟他说谢谢，但是我不要。
Though Satan may present you with this thing or with that thing, your reaction will simply be a refusal.
撒旦给你这个，给你那个，你就很简单的拒绝他。
That's the reason why we sang that hymn.
这是刚才我们唱这个歌的原因。
No to the will of the devil, but yes to the will of the Lord.
我向撒旦总说不，我向神总说是。
This should be my attitude always, Savior, protection, afford.
这就是我们一直在神面前的这个态度。
Such an attitude is enough.
我们有这样的态度就够了。
It is all that is needed to defeat His purpose.
你有这个就能够击败撒旦的诡计。
If we buy into that fear that he put into our heart,
如果我们接受了他放在我们心里的这个惧怕，
he will have a foothold in that.
他就占了一个地了。
That is why oftentimes the Lord Jesus said to his disciple, "Fear not."
主耶稣常常对他的门徒说，不要怕。
Resist every thought of fear.
你要抵挡每一个惧怕的念头。
Fear not, for fear will bring you the very thing that you are afraid of.
也不要怕说你怕的事情会发生。
May I remind you that no child of God should be fearful of Satan because Satan cannot overcome us.
我要提醒神的儿女们，撒旦不可能胜过我们。
Although he is very powerful,
虽然撒旦很有能力，
but he who is in us is greater than he who is in the world.
那在我们里面的比那在世界上的更大。
This is an unchangeable fact.
这是不可改变的事实。
Therefore, never accept fear from the devil.
所以不要从撒旦那里接受惧怕。
I want to say this two times. He who accepts fear is a fool.
接受惧怕的是愚拙的人。
He who accepts fear is a fool.
接受惧怕的是愚拙的人。
Has not the Bible clearly taught us to resist Satan and he will flee from you?
圣经不是清楚地告诉我们，你抵挡撒旦，他就逃跑吗？
If your resisting is done in the name of the Lord, he need to flee.
如果你在耶稣基督的名里面抵挡撒旦，撒旦逃跑的。
What place does he have in us except to retreat?
他在我们里面除了逃跑还能做什么呢？
Second thing.
啊，第二个事情。
The second condition of our resistance is to know the truth.
第二个抵挡撒旦是要认识真理。
If you know the truth, the truth will make you free.
你若他神说我们必晓得真理，真理要我们得自由。
What is truth?
真理是什么呢
？Truth is the reality of things.
真理就是事情的实际。
When Satan tempts or frightens or attacks people, he always comes in stealthily.
撒旦来攻击人的时候，总是偷偷摸摸的来的。
He never lets you know that he's there.
他不告诉你他来了。
He will not proclaim aloud to you that I'm now here.
他也不宣告给你听说我来了。
He will never do that. He will lie. He will counterfeit. He will cheat.
他骗，他装假。
He never does anything in the light.
他不在光中行。
But if you know what the reality of things is, it will set you free.
但你若知道事情的真实是什么，他必让你得自由。
In other words, if you know something that is of Satan, you will be free at once.
你若知道这是撒旦的计谋，你马上就得自由了。
The difficulty of many children of God is that they are unaware of the enemy.
神的儿女很多的时候不知道魔鬼的计谋。
Why are so many Christians being defeated by the devil?
为什么很多基督徒被魔鬼胜过呢
？They may say that in their mouth that oh, it is Satan's attack.
我们常常说这是魔鬼攻击我们。
And yet deep in their heart, there was no conviction in their spirit that that be the case.
但是在他们的灵里面确实没有这样的认为。
So.Even though their lips pronounce it to be the work of the devil, but their spirit wasn't so clear about it.
虽然他们嘴上说这是魔鬼的作为，但是他们的灵里面却是不清楚的。
But the day when they see the truth,
但是当他们看见真理的时候
really knowing that this is a satanic work,
当他们知道这是撒旦的作为
they are instantly set free.
他们马上就得了自由。
The power of Satan lies in his deception.
撒旦的权势是在他存在于他的欺骗。
If he cannot deceive, he loses his power. Just that simple.
若他不能骗你，他就没有能力在你身上。
So seeing the truth is resisting.
那你看见真理就是抵挡他。
When you are surrounded with danger in your environment,
当你在你的周遭被困难所围困的时候
you cannot overcome if you only feel that oh, this is satanic work.
你不能够只是说、哦、这是撒旦攻击我然后你就得胜了
you need to know for sure that these are from Satan.
你要真的知道这是从撒旦来的
It is easy for you to withstand when you see that.
你若知道这个你就站立得住
To deal with Satan takes more than just opposing.
抵挡撒旦不光是拒绝他。
For it is difficult to fight against his falsehoods.
因为我们跟他的这些错误的谬论来征战是难的。
But when you are confronted with him or his deception, you need to recognize him as such, then resist him, and he will flee.
当你看见他的诡计的时候，你要认定他，然后他就逃跑。
The third thing about resisting the devil is we must do it in faith.
第三个我们要抵挡撒旦就是我们要凭信心。
We must believe that the Lord has been manifested to destroy the work of the devil.
神的儿子显现为要除灭魔鬼的作为我们必须信这个。
That the blood of the Lord Jesus will overcome the attack of the enemy.
神儿子十字架上的血胜过魔鬼的攻击。
That the resurrection of the Lord has put Satan to shame.
神的儿子从死里复活让撒旦受羞辱。
That the ascension of the Lord Jesus transcends the power of the devil.
神儿子复活升天胜过魔鬼的能力。
The more real Satan appears in our days,
撒旦在我们生命中越显得真实。
The more precious the victory of Christ will become to those people who believe in Him.
那些信耶稣的人就越觉得神的能力是更真实的。
The New Testament teaches that when Christ died and rose again, Satan was totally defeated.
当主耶稣死了复活了，就打败了撒旦。
Colossians 2:15 it says God disarmed the principality and power and made a proper example of them, triumphant over them in Him.
哥罗西书第二章第十五节，神即将一切执政的掌权的掳来，显明给众人看，就仗着十字架夸胜。
In other words, there is a decisive blow in the head of the serpent.
在蛇的头上有一重重的一击。
And one day, when Satan's time limit is over, Revelation 20 tells us that the devil will be thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone.
当撒旦的时候到了的时候，启示录第二十章说他会被丢到那个硫磺火湖里。
And he will be tormented day and night forever and ever.
他在那里日夜受煎熬，直到永永远远。
Believe the Lord has been manifested to destroy the work of the devil.
你要信神的儿子显现，为要除灭魔鬼的作为。
The Son of God has manifested himself already.
神的儿子已经显现了。
He has come to this earth.
他已经来到这地上。
While here, he cast out every demon that he met.
来的是他在这里的时候，他丢出去所有他遇到的魔鬼。
He overcame every temptation from Satan.
他胜过每一次魔鬼的试探。
To this end, was the Son of Man, the Son of God manifested.
神的儿子是这样显现的。
That he would destroy the work of the devil in our days.
他在我们的今天还要除灭魔鬼的作为。
That is why we must believe with conviction in our heart that wherever Jesus go, wherever he manifests himself, the work of the devil cannot exist or coexist.
我们必须信说神的儿子在哪里，撒旦就不可以与他同在。
Believe the blood of the Lord Jesus has overcome the attack of Satan.
你要信神儿子的血胜过撒旦的控告。
How do Christian overcome Satan?
基督徒怎么胜过撒旦呢?
The first thing is because of the blood of the Lamb, Revelation 12:11.
最基本的事情，根据启示录十二章，就是靠着羔羊的血。
What does it really mean to Christian?
什么是基督徒呢?
Though through the death of the Lord Jesus, we are united with God as one.
因着基督的死，我们与他联合成为一个。
To believe the blood of the Lord to overcome the devil's attack is to put our full weight of our belief on Him.
我们若信他的血有功效，就是把我们整个人的重量都投身在他身上。
If it falls, we fall with it.
如果他失败了，我们跟着他一起失败。
But the precious blood of the Lord Jesus will be always effective.
但是神主耶稣基督的宝血永远有功效。
It cannot fail and it will not fail.
他不会失败，也不能失败。
The second thing to overcome the enemy is the words of our testimony.
然后就是靠，第一是靠羔羊的血，第二是靠弟兄们的见证。
We believe God, with our whole heart.
我们是全心信神。
There is no condemnation for those who are in Jesus Christ.
凡在基督耶稣里的人就不被定罪了。
Who shall bring a charge against God's elect?
谁能控告神所拣选的人呢?
It is God who justifies.
因为是神称他们为义的。
And neither angels nor principality nor power nor anything else could separate us from the love of Christ.
不论是生是死，是天使，是掌权的，有能力的，现在的事，将来的事，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。
And again, he who is in us is stronger than he who is in the world.
那在我们里面的比那在世界上的更大。
The primary objective of satanic attack is to separate us from God. You know that?
撒旦的攻击头号的目的就是要我们与神分开。
As long as we are one with God,
只要我们与神是一个，
Satan has absolutely no way to injure us.
撒旦没有能力，没有机会伤害我们。
What then can separate us from God?
有什么能使我们与神的爱隔绝呢?
Listen to this.
你听这个话。
Our sin alone separates us from God.
我们的罪也唯独是我们的罪使我们与神分开。
But then again, the blood of the Lord Jesus, God's own Son, cleanses us from all sins.
神儿子的血就洗净我们一切的罪。
Therefore, we conquer him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of his testimony.
那我们就来到神的面前，是靠羔羊的宝血与他的见证。
They love not their life, their soul life, even unto death.
他们不顾及自己的性命，即死也不顾及。
Let us bow for a word of prayer.
我们低头一同祷告。主，我们实在很。我们晓得说，当光照进来的时候，就除去我们里面一切的黑暗。主，我们说神的儿子已经胜过了，在十字架上他说成了，就已经胜过了。所以主，我们就求主啊，你真是借着你自己的话，叫我们活着的时候也把这样得胜的生命活在我们的中间。主，叫我们啊，一方面晓得撒旦的作为，一方面也晓得如何抵挡他。主要叫我们更多的不光是抵挡撒旦，叫我们更多的知道如何与神亲近。
Amen.
与神是一的，与神是同在的。
Amen.
主，你求主你怜悯我们，我们常常失败，常常软弱，但是主，你真的借着你自己的话常常的提醒我们，叫我们里面向着主是警醒的。谢谢主，你下午与我们同在。我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.